Tomorrow is Election Day. Primaries across the state. More than 6.5 million registered voters in Michigan. And yet some are predicting less than 1 million will actually head to the polls. And a low turnout election means small things. Sometimes even just one thing can have a really, really big impact on how a race turns out. And in a bunch of closely watched races, Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan is hoping that he is that one thing. Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network and also my co-host of It's Just Politics. Hi, Rick.
Hello, Zoe.
So, Rick, Mike Duggan is not on the ballot tomorrow.
And yet he is.
Exactly. So explain.
Okay. Well, so the new mayor of Detroit is trying to show that he's got some muscle, some political clout. And so he's jumping in with endorsements. Now, he doesn't have to do this, especially this early on, but he's getting in the game.
He is. So let's start with one of the bigger games. And by that, of course, I mean one of the bigger races. The primary in Michigan's 14th congressional district. That's the seat that's being vacated by Democrat Gary Peters, who's running for the open U.S. Senate seat. What is Duggan doing in this race?
Well, this is the Democratic primary we're talking about because this is probably the most Democratic congressional district in the state.
Right.
And so whoever wins that primary is likely to be the candidate to win in November. And Mike Duggan has gotten behind Rudy Hobbs, a state legislator. But Hobbs, despite, you know, some big endorsements, Senator Carl Levin, his brother, Congressman Sandy Levin, even Gary Peters, he's really been struggling to gain traction as he battles it out with former Congressman Hanson Clark, the only Detroiter in the race, and Southfield Mayor Brenda Lawrence.
But Rick, how much do endorsements like Mayor Duggan's actually matter?
Well, I mean, the value of endorsements all on their own is questionable, although politicians do still seek them out. However, endorsements can be valuable if they come with, well, for example, money, campaign donations, or the promise of some type of independent expenditures, or if they come with members, supporters, volunteers who will staff phone banks, knock on doors, work election day, get out the vote operations. And also, we should point out, though, that elected officials like Mike Duggan in this case, they put their cachet on the line when they endorse. Endorsing in a safe race really doesn't add a lot of value, but throwing in to help someone and, you know, someone in an embattled race get an inch past the goal line, now that's team building. So what Duggan has done here is he's putting both his cachet and his organization on the line.
So why is he doing it? Why is he jumping in and wanting to play in these races?
Well, the short answer is that Duggan wants to be a power player. He wants to be a big city mayor with big city influence.
I guess that's not super surprising, considering he comes from a powerful political machine background, which is known to do these kind of things, right? Pick a candidate, put your weight behind him, and then try to benefit from that.
All right, Mike Duggan, like a lot of Michigan Democratic politicians from Southeast Michigan, grew up in the Ed McNamara machine, the powerful Wayne County executive. But, you know, looking at some of these other races, you know, the mayor of Detroit, whoever it is, needs stuff from Lansing, needs stuff from Washington. And so this is Mike Duggan building a network to make that easier. If his candidates end up winning, he can use that. And we should also point out, this primary is also a chance for Team Duggan to test out its GOTV operations in support of candidates who aren't Mike Duggan. So if we game this out, let's, you know, presuming there's something to those polls that show a tight race for governor, if Duggan can do for the Democratic ticket in November what Detroit mayors are supposed to do, which is to turn out voters in the city, and Mark Schauer actually wins, then Duggan shows up in Lansing again as a kingmaker and a power to be reckoned with. And if it turns out that his endorsement carries weight outside the city, you know, that's even more so, which is, you know, why we've seen Mike Duggan, you know, for example, throw out an endorsement in an outstate state Senate race. He's right. Basically testing Testing is clout.
Right, but certainly there's a risk. I mean, you throw out an endorsement. If your candidate doesn't win, though, that's going to be an issue.
Oh, right. That this is an opportunity to excel. This is an opportunity to fail. If Duggan's chosen ones don't do well tomorrow, well, that shows that he's got some work to do, some organization building. And, you know, speaking of practicing for whenever, if Duggan's ambitions do actually extend statewide, say for governor one day, it's also building the infrastructure for a Michigan-wide campaign someday off into the future.
And a lot of favors that he is then owed by candidates that he endorsed previously.
Mm-hmm, true.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network, also my co-host of It's Just Politics, and surely one to be busy tomorrow on primary day.
Stop calling me Shirley. Thank you, Zoe.